the party line, the Monticello party line, with Sarah and Maggie and Laurie and Paul, Frantantle and Curly, Louisa and all. Each morning at your radio, all your good friends are saying hello. From Texas to Maine, our great friendship chain. We're friends on the party line. Oh,
hello, everybody on the party line. If some of you weren't on the line for yesterday's reunion and new introductions, let's just say once again that party line service via your radio is open and free to one and all, young and old alike. Anyone who's interested in the human everyday lives of other people very much like themselves. There are love stories on the party line, friendly gossip, quiet moments of pleasant chatter, hilarious moments, and sad ones too, because that's just about what life is made up of. And Party Line is just that and nothing more. A day-to-day account of what life is like for most of us. Maybe that's why Party Line has so many loyal friends. Anyway, we sincerely hope that you're going to make it a daily habit to listen in with us. Party Line has its headquarters, you know, in Monticello, Illinois. Monticello is headquarters, too, for another national institution. It's the hometown of Dr. W.B. Caldwell. And it's the town where his well-known syrup pepsin, Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin, is made now in a great modern laboratory, a place as spanking clean as a hospital. Probably you were raised on syrup pepsin. In any event, you must surely have heard of it. And if you haven't tried it, I wish you would make it a point to get a bottle the very next time you're at your drugstore. Syrup pepsin is something that most partyliners consider a necessity on the family medicine shelf. It has a refreshing and delicious taste, an important thing when you don't feel well, a very important thing when the children don't feel well and balk at taking harsh, unpleasant cathartics. I'll make a guess that everybody at your house will take a big fancy to Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin. A generous-sized bottle that lasts a long time for the whole family costs very little at your own drugstore. Ask your druggist for a bottle of syrup pepsin. It's spelled S-Y-R-U-P, syrup, P-E-P-S-I-N, pepsin. Syrup pepsin today. Yesterday, during our first meeting on the party line, we heard that our friends were preparing for one last picnic of the season. Young Mrs. Marilyn Owens had first suggested and planned the picnic. You know, there's some mystery surrounding Marilyn's life. She separated from her husband, Jack Owens, and gossip has it that he deserted her. Yesterday, just as Clem and Aggie Tuttle were talking about young Mrs. Owens, she telephoned to say that she had suddenly decided not to go on the picnic because she had a very bad headache. Aggie told Clem she had a peculiar feeling that someone was forcing Marilyn to make this excuse. Well, now, let's see whether there was good reason for Aggie's suspicion. Let's see what happened at Marilyn's house a few moments before she called Aggie. Her brother, Carlton, is just starting on a trip from the kitchen to the garage where he's been loading picnic provisions into the car.
Is this anything edible in here, or can I give it to the kids to hold on their lap?
Well, don't give it to them yet. We won't be ready to go for 10 minutes at least.
Well, say, they've been sitting in the back seat for 20 minutes as it is.
Oh, Carl, they haven't. Make them get out till we start. They'll suffocate in that hot garage, for heaven's sake.
Oh, I don't think so. Well, they're playing checkers right now. And besides, I got them wedged in so scientifically between the potato salad and the blankets. I can't get them out.
Well, hurry up and get the rest of the stuff out there then, and let's go.
Well, anything else going out now except this?
Oh, that's all except me. If you can arrange a place for me on the front bumper, or had I better stay home?
I told you now, sis, I'm rigging up Jimmy's coaster wagon for you.
Oh, Carl.
Well, anytime you're ready now, the rest of us are all set to take off.
I'm just going to set these dishes away and change my dress, and I'll be there.
Okay.
How peculiar. Who in the world could that be? Yes, just a moment, please. I'm sorry,
Well, Marilyn, great luck to have you open the door yourself.
Jack, what are you doing here?
My dear girl, that's a very poor line. Straight out of a second-rate melodrama. What are you doing here, sir? I'm here to see you, of course.
See me? But there's nothing for you and me to say to each other, Jack.
Aren't you going to ask me in? I remember the time when Mrs. Jack Owens was known as a very gracious hostess.
Jack, please. What is it you want? How did you get here? Why haven't you left me in peace?
You seem to forget that you're my wife.
Long after you forgot that you were my husband. Oh, Jack, we can't stand here arguing like this. What is it you want?
I want to talk to you. I've had some bad luck, and you'll have to help.
Oh, Jack, if you'll go away now before they know you're here, I'll meet you somewhere tonight and talk to you. Over in Champaign or Decatur. Oh, anywhere but here.
No, I've got to talk to you right now. I've spent enough time finding you. I'm not leaving now until I've talked to you, so you might as well...
Jack, you've got to go away. Oh, can't you understand? I'm not going to have you upset Kitty again. And I won't have my brother involved in my troubles any more than he has been. Oh, please, Jack. Think of somebody beside yourself just this once in your life. We're all just about ready to start out on a picnic. Kitty's been so excited about it, and Carl...
Well, it's too bad, isn't it? But, of course, you couldn't think of letting an important event like a picnic keep you from saving a man's life.
Saving a man's life?
Of course, since it's only my life, it probably wouldn't interest you. Well, as the bum says at the back door, I only thought I'd ask at least.
Jack, what are you talking about?
I told you I was in trouble. But of course, if you're on your way to a picnic, don't let a little thing like that stop you. At least I've seen you again, Marilyn. That'll give me something to remember for the time that's left. Probably all I deserve, too. Crazy of me to think you might have any sympathy left for me.
What is it you want me to do?
Why, nothing. You're on your way to a picnic. I'm on my way to the great beyond. Funny we just happened to meet. Well, so long, Marilyn. Let's hope...
All right, Jack. I don't know what it is you want, but you still know how to get your own way. If you'll go away now...
Marilyn! Hey, Marilyn!
Well, isn't that the voice of my good brother-in-law?
Yes, Carl. I'm coming back to the kitchen right now. Quick, come inside, Jack. Go upstairs, up to the attic, up these stairs, and then turn to the right. That little door to the right there, to the attic.
Well, thank you. Darn decent of you to invite me.
Shh, keep quiet, for heaven's sakes, and don't make a sound going upstairs.
Hey, Marilyn, the kids are all set. You about ready?
Yes, Carl. Wait out there. I want you to do something for me.
Am I supposed to sit up in that attic until you get back from the picnic?
I'm not going to the picnic. Go on, Jack. Hurry and keep quiet in the name of pity.
Don't worry your pretty head about it. I shall see you when I'm...
Oh, yes. Hurry, please.
Any of this stuff go out to the car or what?
Just a minute, Carl, and I'll tell you. I'm coming right out.
All right. You should have heard those kids talking. I heard them discussing who'd be the prettiest girl at the picnic, and Jimmy voted for his mother as the best looking, and then Kitty said her mother was the prettiest, and...
Well, for Pete's sake.
Carlton, I don't think I'll...
Oh, my gosh, what's the matter with you, sis? You look like a ghost. What's wrong?
Nothing. Nothing at all, Carl. I just have one of those awful headaches, and I think it's my eyes. I shouldn't have read so much last night. Or maybe it's because the weather's been so hot.
Oh, my gosh, you didn't look like this when I saw you 5 minutes ago. Well, you're as white as a kitchen sink.
Well, I really had this headache all morning, only I didn't feel it so much until right now. I suppose because I've finished all my work, why, now I begin to feel it.
Shucks, that's too darn bad. Well, say, how about taking an aspirin before we go?
Well, if you don't mind taking care of Kitty by yourself, Carl, I think I'll just stay home.
Stay home? What's this? You can't do that. You don't want to stay home, do you, and miss the whole picnic?
Well, I think I'd better, really. It's no fun for the others to have somebody around who feels miserable. And, well, I'll be much better off at home.
Well, you know, I don't think we ought to leave you alone here all day, sis. Remember, the Millers will be gone, too, and if you wanted anybody...
Oh, Carl, don't worry. I'll be glad just to be by myself. And now I'll call Mrs. Tuttle, so I'll be sure you and Kitty will get something to eat.
And so Marilyn Owens called Aggie, as we've already heard, and Aggie, with her sharp and sympathetic ear, seemed to detect in Marilyn's voice some of the doubt and fear that was naturally in her heart. A few minutes later... When her brother has set out in the car with Kitty and little Jimmy Miller from next door, Marilyn Owens is in the living room talking to Jack Owens, the husband who deserted her and her daughter.
Sit down, Jack. I suppose your story won't be a short one.
Well, I can make it as brief as you like. But since we've the whole day ahead of us, why rush? It's a long time since I've had the opportunity of talking to my wife. Do you mind if I smoke?
No, not at all.
A neat little story you invented about your headache. I couldn't help hearing it. In fact, I paused up at the head of the stairs long enough to hear most of it.
Oh, couldn't you have found some other way to see me, Jack? So I wouldn't have to have made up a story and deceived Carlton. You know how I hate lies.
You know, it takes a truthful person to tell a really convincing lie. You did very well, my dear.
As a matter of fact, my head does ache now. It wasn't so much of a lie as it might have been. Oh, Jack, won't you sit down?
Oh, thank you. I was just admiring your place here. Carlton's taste or yours?
Jack, please. Can't we just forget everything except whatever it is you want to tell me?
How businesslike you've become, Mrs. Owens. Well, all right, then. We can't get this over with any too soon to suit me. Marilyn, the police are looking for me.
Oh. The police this time. Well, what for?
For killing a man.
For killing a man? Oh, no. No, Jack.
They've got a warrant out against me for manslaughter.
Manslaughter?
I thought maybe you wouldn't care about having your husband, Kitty's father, sitting in jail for manslaughter. So I've come to see what you could do about it.
Bright sun shines down on Monticello. It couldn't have been a finer day for the outing Marilyn has planned so happily for her many party line friends. And it could hardly have been a more unlikely day for tragedy. Except that tragedy so often walks into our lives unannounced, on the very heels of happiness. What is the story Jack Owens has come to tell his wife? If he is accused of manslaughter, will Marilyn stand by him, even though he has forfeited all right to her sympathy and love? Will she try to keep this tragic situation from her brother? Be sure you hear how the people on Party Line deal with this problem in human relations. Now that we're all back on the Party Line again, let's give serious consideration to our health. You know, one of the simplest and most common complaints in the world is responsible for a great part of the suffering that people go through. Headaches, dizzy spells, sleeplessness. These are only three of the symptoms, often due to a condition of sluggishness that's been neglected. It's easily possible that you may have, during the past summer, frequently neglected your health. As a consequence, you may have been feeling dull and depressed without knowing what was wrong. Won't you try the way that's helped so many people just like you? Get a bottle of Dr. Caldwell's Syrup Pepsin combined with laxative Senna compound and try it tonight. Try it yourself. Give a spoonful to the children and every member of the family who needs it. Tomorrow, see if they don't all feel better, more alive, more alert, right with the world. We positively guarantee that Syrup Pepsin must be one of the finest laxatives you ever tried, or your druggist will refund every cent you paid for it. You see, you try it at absolutely no risk. Ask your druggist for the big family-sized bottle of Syrup Pepsin today. The family size saves you 20%. Tomorrow, Jack Owens makes an amazing appeal to Marilyn, the wife he deserted many months ago. Don't forget tomorrow on the Party Line. Mm-hmm.